You know, with that, with your family falling apart, you know, that's the ultimate price. You know, you paid it, and, you know, your family, and I know all the families out there from other, you know, especially National Guardsmen, because there's no hometown support when you come home. There's no active duty system to take you through decompression and teach you how to come back into life, you know, so you guys get thrown into the mix when you come back home, and you're back to work.
Have you ever had anybody walk up on you in the dark, touch you on the shoulder, and just scare the living hell out of you?
Yeah.
You know that fear?
Yeah.
That fear, that instant fear that you receive right there, and then thinking you're somewhere alone, somebody walks up to you and just scares the living hell out of you?
Yeah, I have problems walking, having people walk up on me.
Okay. I wake up, if I sleep, I'll take 600 milligrams of Seroquel to sleep at night. I'll wake up anywhere from 2 to 10 times in the nighttime with that feeling out of a dead sleep.
Mm.
Try going through that time and time and time and time again in just a day of time, just in one night. And it shatters. It shatters your insides. Like you've been drinking 1,000 cups of coffee and you just wiped out. You know? That's what I go through. And I don't know any other way to describe it because it's that instant terror. It's the startleness, it's the terror, it's instantly. It's 0 to 16, just an instant. Your heart's racing. You're sweating. Next thing you know, the world starts spinning, you're on your back puking because you're spinning so hard. And you swear up and down you're having a heart attack. It just starts caving in, you feel like you're dying. I've been through that over and over again. And there's not any amount of counseling, there's not any drug that takes that away or alleviates it.
So you're not really getting any relief from that with the counseling or anything, then?
No, there's no way to relieve it.
Mm.
You're in a box, and you're boxed in. You can talk about it all you want to, you know? But when it happens, there's nothing that can stop it. There's no way to put the brakes on. There's no way to avoid it from happening again. It happens, and it happens, and it happens. I can sit here and talk about going to Peru or Disney World for the next 3 years, and every night I'll still be experiencing the same problems.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some information about a group called Guided Healing, and they are very excellent at helping with that problem right there. I mean, they're very good. She has about a 95% success rate, and any of the practitioners around the country also have a real high success rate, and it sounds like a really weird holistic kind of, you know, I heard about it, and I'm thinking, oh, this is just some kind of crystal, you know, healing thing, but she treated the corpsman from the Marines, Wilbur Davis, and has a videotape. It took him 3 days of treatment, a little bit of, I think she does hypnosis, and then the memory progression through, and he doesn't have any symptoms anymore. And
well, for you, I've been stripped of everything that ever meant anything to me in my life.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's kind of like hanging on to something that I spent the last 2 years trying to get rid of. I spent the last 2 years trying to get alleviated to do something. And after a while, after a certain amount of time, you come to a point where you accept it. You close your life down. Just like when you see a store going out of business, they board up the windows. They take the sign down. And you can tell it's just a dead building there. That's what it does to you. And that's when you shut yourself down. You forget about what life was like, what it could have been like, what it should have been like. And you just endure what's left. left is what there is. You know, it's kind of like my pain is all I have left. You know?
Well. Yeah, brother, I mean, I really, you know, I work with this, you know, as a peer-to-peer counselor, so I can tell you, you know, it's hard to even hear it from somebody else. You still there?
Yeah. My pain is all I have left. My life is gone. You know, this weekend, you know, my ex-wife has the kids now. This weekend was a weekend for me to keep my boys. And she brought the boys over, and when she got ready to leave, they started screaming. They actually, both of them, a six-year-old and a three-year-old, got down to the middle of the floor and just threw this conniption fit, this squalling, bawling fit, begging her not to leave him with me. And I don't abuse my children. I do not. I'm not mean to my children. But they sense something about me, and they're scared of me.
Man, that's got to be very, very, very painful to see that, too. You know, I don't know if I could even relate to something like that. But, I mean, this is something that, you know, that like you said, it's the ultimate price of going over there and going through this and coming back home.
You know, it's not anything about saying, well, you know, wah, this is what I'm going through, you know, things like that. You know, I know what's happening to other people. But the thing about it is that help is there. There is a government organization built and designed to aid a veteran in all the mental and physical ways that can be aided. And the VA, instead of doing what it's purposely created to do, has turned it around into something totally different. And it turned it around into something, instead of it being their obligation to you, it's your obligation to them to prove to them. You know, it's like the first thing I told them. When I first got back to Oakland, I said, wait a minute, right here. You're telling me that the military took me, trained me, sent me into a combat, sent me into a war, medevaced me home, and now telling me that I have to prove that I was involved in the war that you sent me to. That makes no sense. You know, and it's essentially what they're telling you. You've got to prove that you was involved in combat operations, even though you was in a combat zone.
And the burden of proof seems to be on you for everything. That's just so incredibly sickening to me, you know. And I'm going to ask you something. I mean, does it feel like you've been betrayed by your country after you've gone and served it?
Yes. It feels like you've been used up and spit out. And not only that, but they tried to make it to where you couldn't go back and ask for help and get any. The way they discharged me, telling me that you know, I was fucked up from a kid, the time I was a kid. That my problems ain't coming from being in a war. My problems are coming from being a kid. Well, I discharged that personality disorder. That's exactly what they told me. And I'm like, that's funny because, you know, my entire adult life, I've been a producer. I've worked all my life. I've paid bills. I've supported a family. And you're telling me I was too screwed up to do that? Well, prove it in the pudding. Go to the IRS and ask them about my tax return. Making $30,000 to $50,000 a year. Tell me I'm not, was never a productive citizen of society. You know, that's what they're saying. Is that I was mentally screwed up to be in the, too mentally screwed up to be in the military. But yet I was not only in the military, they sent me to a combat zone. And if not been that mentally screwed up.
And they were going to redeploy you.
Yeah, well, not only that, but it's my second tour of duty with the military. My second enlistment.
Now, where were you before in the past?
I was
which one actually is the same place